This is Bryce Dix in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the heat wave has triggered statewide excessive heat warnings. The scorching heat spells trouble for humans, but it's also hurting wildlife, especially bird populations. Normally, to keep cool in heat waves like this, birds have a variety of tools at their disposal. Some urinate on their own legs, but the most common is a sort of avian panting. That's where the bird will open its mouth and flutter its neck muscles. But that panting can cause birds to lose water and become dehydrated rapidly. Now experts say the climate is warming much too fast for birds to adapt.
We're talking about birds that breed once a year.
That's University of New Mexico biologist Blair Wolf. He's concerned for bird diversity in the Southwest and across the world, as global temperatures recently reached the hottest they've ever been in history, causing unprecedented dehydration and loss of food sources.
So there's not a lot of good news, and people need to wake up. When you have 120 degrees over in Phoenix and 130 in Death Valley.
Those susceptible birds might include small songbirds, like goldfinches, which get dehydrated fast, or birds like the curved-billed thrasher, which only live in the desert and can't move to cooler places. Some, he says, could be wiped out.
The birds that are most susceptible to heat stress are just going to be gone.
In the meantime, blistering temperatures are expected to loom over the region throughout the next week, potentially breaking heat records in the process.